Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. ChatGPT is pretty amazing and it can do a lot of things, but can it draw art? The short answer to this is no, it's just a language model that can create text. But a more complicated answer is yes, and I'll tell you why. So I recently had a very interesting experience with ChatGPT trying to get it to draw art. You know, if you ask it, for example, to just draw a picture of a cat, it's going to say something like, "I'm sorry, I'm an AI language model, and I do not have the ability to draw images. I can only provide text-based information and responses. Is there anything else I can help you with?" Blah, right? Like, pretty standard response. I said, draw a picture of a cat using only text. And you've probably seen these images online where people try to, you know, draw their name or create an image using different types of text. I actually didn't even know what that was technically called, but apparently it's called ASCII. So it said, sure, here's an ASCII art representation of a cat. And sure enough, it drew me a little picture of a cat. So I was kind of impressed and I was like, gee, I wonder how robust or powerful this technology is. And just considering the nature of how a ChatGPT model works, right? It's kind of like it's autofilling. It's just based off of what it's seen on the internet. It's kind of guessing and autofilling what the response might be. So, and this has, you know, it's good at some things and terrible at other things like math. So I wasn't sure if this was going to be something it was good at or bad at. So I, you know, to test out a little bit more complex of a variable, I gave it something you might give like a DALL-E 2 image generator. I said, draw a picture of a forest with a hot air balloon using only text. So it took quite a while to think about this one. And when it finally came up with, it just created a whole bunch of diamond shapes. So I'm not sure if that perhaps could be a topical view looking down from the sky of a bunch of trees. I mean, I was trying to give it a little bit of credit. There's nothing that resembles remotely a hot air balloon anywhere, and all of the shapes are the exact same. So if it is their odd view of a forest, definitely has no hot air balloon. I asked, what is that afterwards? And it said, you know, blah, 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 that's an ASCII art representation of a forest with hot air balloon. So it's telling me exactly what it is. Now, I actually took this art that it created me and I fed it back to it in a different chat. You know, if you ask it a question in the same chat, it can reference information from above. So I created a new chat, pasted in the art it gave me and asked me, what do you see? And it said, you know, I'm an AI model. I can't like see things, but it said that the ASCII characters resemble mountains or peaks. So that's kind of interesting. To it, that resembles mountains or peaks, but nothing about a forest or a hot air balloon, which kind of, to me, solidifies my theory that it's just terrible at art and it doesn't actually know what it's creating. It's just generating something. Anyways, I wanted to test it a little bit further. First off, I told it wasn't accurate about that. I told it to draw a male face smiling using ASCII. It created something that, I don't think it's along the right lines. I'm like squinting, trying to see, you know what? I guess it could potentially be a male face smiling. It's pretty terrible. And the funny thing is at the very top of the whole graphic, there's like a smiley face emoji. So I wonder if it went really literal and literally just made me an emoji. That was funny. So I wanted to test it more. I said, draw a car. And it literally drew me a face smiling again, but a much better one. So that made me kind of suspicious. I said, that's a face. It said, my apologies, you're correct. That was supposed to be a car, but it does look like a face. Let me try again. And then it drew me literally
a picture of a can of Coke or a soda, you know, can. And I said, that's not a car either. So then it tried again. This time it drew what looks like two clay pots, kind of, like roughly. And I'm assuming that it's grabbing these images online. They're not very elaborate, so like possibly it's trying to create things really, really interesting. I told it that doesn't look like a car, and it told me that it could be a futuristic machine. And I asked it, like, what does it look like to you? Told me it could be a futuristic machine. I said, what would the machine do? It said it was a futuristic machine that was driving over the ground collecting soil samples. Kind of interesting. Then I told it to make anything it wanted and to make it very elaborate. So this is my final experiment of this. And it drew me what looks like a cat, but it's missing one of its ears. And it said, this is an ASCII art representation of a dragon. I was like, okay, this is terrible. And I was assuming that it was just going from the cat it drew at the very top of the chat, because it looks, you know, like pretty much the exact same, just missing an ear. So, you know, sometimes when you do like a chat feed, it references everything above. So I was like, okay, maybe I will just try to start a completely clean chat. And I told it to draw me a picture of a dragon in the clean chat. And interestingly enough, in a completely new chat, it drew me that exact same picture of a cat missing an ear and told me that was an art representation of a dragon. So somehow in its machine learning model, that literally is built in, which also makes me question a little bit how it's actually creating these things, or if it's just misclassified some piece of art in there. Very interesting. One final test I ran it through was asking it for a man smiling again in a clean chat. And this time it literally just gave me an emoji of a smiling face. And then it said, if you want a more detailed representation, and it came up with like something similar to what it had given me before. So interestingly enough, I think before it gave me the emoji and the man smiling all in one box. And so that was my suspicion about the smiley face. But what's interesting is it looks like if you ask it for the same thing, it's giving you a very similar response the second time. So I think it actually has this data classified in its database more than just trying to create it, because if it was trying to create it, it's doing a pretty bad job, and it's very replicable, a lot of the stuff I'm getting. So very interesting. ChatGPT can do some sort of doodles and small art with ASCII, although it does not always do what you want. And so it's very hit or miss, but very interesting that this is being built in and that it does have that understanding. If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.